Let's go to the movies. Tonight, I'm gonna mention one of my favorite movies I've recommended to you before, and let's go to the movies. It's The Outlaw Josie Wales. When I lived in Hong Kong, you could go see a Clint Eastwood movie for 25 cents, and they'd line them up in theaters. So you'd have three theaters in a row, and you could go into one and see a Clint Eastwood Western for 25 cents, and then in the next for 25 cents, and the next for 25 cents. Now, those Outlaw Josie Wales didn't come out until I got back into the United States. It's essentially about a farmer who becomes a member of one of the militia during the Civil War. He's on the southern side, and then when the South loses, he refuses to surrender. All of his colleagues who surrender are attacked and killed. And so he ends up with some mercenaries on his tail trying to run him down because he refused to surrender. And of course, that gets the Yankees gall up. So it's about his fight with a lawless government and trying to find peace in this world. And in the meantime, you have marauding Indians and all sorts of other risks, gunfighters as well. And really, the moral of the story and the message is that a message I've tried to deliver before, and that is ultimately for law to be real, for it to matter, for it to exist, it's not enough for it to exist in a book. It has to be an inherent part of our culture, an inherent part of our individual character, or it simply will not work. And part of it is believing in the law and trying your best to implement the law in how you conduct your life. But then the other is enforcing it when others are lawless. And Josie Wales explores all of those issues, and it does it in a world where you have multiple cultures and multiple tribes and economic interests competing for land and natural resources and power. And some believe in the law and some don't. And in many ways, if you look at it from that vantage point, it really very much describes what's going on in the world today. And there's a lovely scene where Wales makes his peace with the Comanches, and I put that scene up on the website. But it's again, it's one of my favorite movies. It's got many great lines, and it's of course classic Clint Eastwood.